SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Engineers in Maryland focusing on removing what had been the Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. Crews today started to cut the first section of the twisted steel so it can be loaded onto a barge after a massive cargo ship collapsed the span Tuesday after striking one of its main supports. Governor Wes Moore says work will continue around the clock to clear and reopen the shipping channel to get the Key Bridge rebuilt.
Unified Command are conducting planning and engineering assessments 24 hours a day. We have assets on the water enforcing safety zones 24 hours a day. We have assessments on the dolly being conducted 24 hours a day.
As for those still missing, Moore says conditions in the water right now make recovery too difficult.
Conditions in the water make it unsafe for rescue divers. And we're not just talking about weather and wind. We're talking about debris. We're talking about wreckage. We're talking about pieces of a Key Bridge that are in the water.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration's push for electric vehicles has hit a few speed bumps.
More than 2 years after President Biden signed the infrastructure bill into law, only four states have opened public EV charging stations funded by the legislation. The president has set a goal of creating a national network of 500,000 chargers by the end of the decade. Right now, 175,000 are available. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company will drastically cut the number of hourly workers at its factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning as sales of EVs slow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
AT&T notifying millions of customers about the theft of personal data, about 65 million. And account holders and former holders. SRN News. One EU country is rethinking transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Latest research finds nearly two-thirds of abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up 53% in 2020. Abortion pills are also a very lucrative product for America's giant pharmaceutical industry. The Guttmacher Institute reports nearly 700,000 babies were killed in 2023 with the use of drugs, rather than through surgery. This is SRN News. There's been more court action in the wake of a police raid on a small-town newspaper.
An office manager at a weekly paper in Kansas, now the latest employee to sue over the raid last year that sparked a firestorm. Sherry Bentz alleges she was unlawfully detained and interrogated and had her cell phone seized. Two other employees sued previously over the August 11th raid of the Marion County Records newsroom that put the town of some 2,000 people at the center of a national debate over press freedom. Jason Walker reporting.
The largest uranium producer in the U.S. ramping up work at a mine less than 10 miles from the Grand Canyon as global instability and growing demand drive uranium prices higher. Biden administration and dozens of other countries pledging to boost the capacity of nuclear power worldwide. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.